This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're having a great week looking at faith. And there's a chapter in the Bible that is all about faith. And that's where we're hanging out this week in Hebrews chapter 11 in the Bible, talking about faith. Now, let me just ask you, what does it look like in your life when you trust God? What goes along with trusting God? Well, it means that, number one, if you trust what he says, if you trust his guidance, then you want to know what he says because you know it's trustworthy, it's helpful, it's true, it's something you can build your life on. Jesus said, a foolish man builds his house on the sand, and the storms come and the winds blow, and that person's house just collapses. But a wise man builds his house on the rock. And when the storms come and the winds blow, that house stands firm because of its foundation. Well, if you trust God and obey him, then you're building your house on a rock. Hebrews chapter 11 tells about Abraham who trusted God. It says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not even knowing where he was going. By faith he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with his son Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah, his wife, herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from that one man, Abraham, and him as good as dead, because he was so old, well over 100 years old, were born many descendants, as many as the stars of heaven and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. Well, Abraham's descendants, of course, became that great nation of Israel. Here is Abraham. He's called to go to a place. God says, I just want you to trust me. Leave where you are, and I'll show you where you're going. Without even knowing where God was taking him, he obeyed God. He trusted God. And you know, there's this principle again that we see a number of times in the Bible, that we can obey God and leave the consequences of our obedience to him. Because God loves to take responsibility for those who trust him and obey him, who treat him as trustworthy. Well, what about you? As you look at your life, have you been trusting God? Or have you only been trusting in yourself and your ability to just figure things out? Have you had a sense that God is leading you and guiding you to take a step of faith, and yet you've been holding back because you're fearful, because you can't see the outcome? Remember Abraham. He didn't know where he was going, but he trusted God. It doesn't mean to be foolish. It's not foolish to trust God. It's another thing to do something that you just hope will turn out right and say, I'm trusting God. That's not trust. Trust means you know God is calling you and you're saying yes to him and stepping out in faith. When you do that, God is always there. My dad used to say, faith steps out on the seeming void and finds the rock beneath. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.